My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner, if you want to call in today. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I was supposed to have a gentleman on the air with me today, and didn't show up. So it's just me, you, and anything you want to discuss, anything you want to talk about. We're open line at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. This happens once in a while, and so look at it as an opportunity. Couple interesting things. The Newsminer came out with a endorsement of the Long Trail that comes from Seward, up through Anchorage, through Matanuska, through Alaska Range, into Fairbanks. And boy, it's just one of those things where you sort of look at it and you say, what are you thinking about here? And how would you do this? And what is that impact? And how much more regulation will be on this, and how much care is going to be needed, and how many people are going to get eaten by grizzly bears and mosquitoes? Simple as that. So it could be interesting. It could be a lot of fun. But if you have a thought on that, give us a call. 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Also, hey, it's the Women's Affair starting this evening and going on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of things there for the ladies of Fairbanks and the interior. Make sure you get over there. They have the wine tasting tonight. That is always fun. And, you know, ladies at the Carlson Center, this weekend is for you. Go enjoy yourself. Go over there with your friends. You know, I don't know what they're going to have in there. I'm sure there's a lot of good things. But, hey, go there and do it. Then next week, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you have the outdoor show. So a whole different genre of clientele and what's available. You know, you're going to have compos in there for sure. You're going to have Sportsman's Warehouse, things like that. And you're coming into the spring, summer, and fall where your outdoor gear, your outdoor toys, your outdoor events, you start doing them. So today, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, the Women's Affair. A very well represented, well put on event. KO Productions have been doing this and a few other productions for a number of years. They put on a quality product. Lots of things to do there when you go in there. I've been through there before when I first started here on the radio station. They gave me tickets to the Friday event, and hey, you know, as a guy in there sort of out of place, so this walked through real fast. And I think next year what I want to do is record a show in there. You know, it's from the time frame that's there. I couldn't do it live, but maybe do a recording of a show at the Ladies Affair or the outdoor show. I did a recording of a show about 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, and it was at the Alaska Miners Association's convention up here, and it was Wednesday at the Carlson Center, and it was live. Really enjoyed it. I interviewed four people. One of them was Joe Usabella Jr. His father was being indoctrinated into the Mining Hall of Fame that evening, so that was fun. I interviewed the head of the executive director of the Alaska Miners Association, so it was good. I'm gonna take a phone call here. Hold on a second. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mike Tinker.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Go ahead.
My thought would be you'd be one to talk about on the Long Trail.
That would be the reason for my call. I noticed in a paper this morning that all 300 of us is still by a subscription.
It's a declining breed.
Yeah, you aren't a kid, and there'll be more of it if this kind of reporting keeps up. It's really strange to me that everybody that will look at these kind of new proposals and whatnot doesn't look at the whole effect of the thing. They don't look at the cost. They don't look at things like rights of way, and they make assumptions that will, if they do not come to fruition, will end up costing Alaskans forever with regard to upgrades, maintenance, and upkeep of facilities along something like this trail. And the idea that we would like to hand over a bunch more Alaska real estate to the BLM to manage could only come from somebody like Tony Knowles, who is a total federalist from the get-go.
Is this Tony's idea, like his coastal trail?
Yeah. And so anyway, what I wanted to say is that, the questions that are unanswered, everybody can do a rah-rah and talk about how exciting it is to have this new projection and whatnot, and then they make statements like 25% of it already has a trail. Well, that's not true, and it's not true that those trails are multi-use. It's not true that those trails are all on public property. And the idea is, wow, we only have 25% there. We only have 280 more miles to find, and we'll be in good shape. And I would like somebody to sit down and do a total cost estimate of this thing in terms of what it provides. And they use the Pacific Crest Trail and the Appalachian Trail as having millions of visitors. Of course, they don't mention that there are 50 million visitors living in the states where those are. No, actually, more than that.
There's 300 million residents down there.
Yeah, pretty close. In that other country down there, yeah, they're there. But to me, the articles that I've read, and when I tried to do some research on this earlier, talk about pretty horrible conditions on lots of the Pacific Crest Trail.
Oh, yeah. You're going through a desert, and then you're going up the mountains. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not that. It's the disrespect of the trail by the people using it.
Ah.
They are leaving human waste and other wastes along there to the point where I think the last article I saw was a group of 20 people in Oregon trying to clean up a piece of it, couldn't get more than a few miles because that's all they could carry.
Oh, goodness.
The thing is disgusting. And for us to want to accumulate something like that, to have to maintain or whatnot, is not something I would like to see Alaska get into.
Well, also is you're in Alaska. This is a very dangerous country. You just don't let a person, we're going to walk up the long trail,
Yep. Well, and in the other parts of the country where there are the mountainous trails, there are little short seasons where they're not in use. In ours, for a good old hiking trail, we only got about 3 months or so that it could even be considered.
Yeah.
And then what do we do with the other 9 months? Because a lot of the trail that's in there now that they like is non-motorized, which means you can't go in there with your snow machine in the wintertime. This trail of ours would cross hundreds of other access points that are roads, driveways, trails, somebody's trap line, that kind of thing. I hear no discussion of what happens when they encounter those type of things. There are blocks like the Central Parks Highway area where there are huge private property parcels, mostly in ownership of the Native corporations, but they're private owners too.
Yeah.
You can't just assume you're going to go through their backyard either. And, I wouldn't want to do that. I don't like to see somebody proposing the state of Alaska to do that.
So this idea came from Tony Knowles.
Well, the idea came from alpine and hiking groups that think this would be a real neat concept. Knowles is a big pusher of it. He's worked with Lisa Murkowski and to try to get the BLM to recognize it as another national trail. I think it doesn't need that type of notoriety either. My favorite question mark on it so far is a cartoon that someone you and I knew that drew that shows the 65-year-old couple on the bow of the cruise ship in Seward pointing at the shore and saying, "Get your pack, honey. we'll get over there and get on that 360-mile trail as soon as we get off the boat.
We're gonna join another phone call if that's okay with you.
Yeah, okay.
I just lost it. So much for that.
Okay. You know, the one other thing I would say, Dave, before I leave you this morning for people to think about is there is an assumption that a lot of Alaska visitors are going to warm up and they're going to come to Alaska and they're going to use this trail. In our group, the last couple of years, we've asked those of us that are in the tour businesses to ask their people coming to Fairbanks, how many of you would use such a feature if it was here? Now, that doesn't mean you wouldn't get on the trailhead in Seward and walk a mile to get out in the country or do the same thing at Anchorage or, in the valley or up here. But how many of you would get on this thing like a through trail? And the answer would surprise you. It was zero.
No, that would not surprise me.
In literally hundreds of questions of asking how many of you would take your packs and walk up a good portion of this trail, there were none. So that, to me, says that the assumption that this trail is going to be so unique and so popular that people are going to come to visit it is false. And, we have some trails out there. We could go ahead and take the ones we've got and advertise them and see if people want to walk point A to point B, make sure that that's a good thing. But to develop this whole thing under the old theory that if we build it, they will come, I don't think is valid for Alaska, and I certainly don't think it's good for our continued responsibility to the thing in terms of public safety, having to rescue people, having to pay for maintenance on into the future. And with that, I'll let you go to mumble on it a little bit, and hopefully somebody else will call you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi folks, Ralph Seekins here, Seekins Ford Lincoln. It's winter outside, but working with Ford, the deals are hot. Alaska-equipped, brand-new Fords and Lincolns with as low as 0% finance rates and cash rebates of thousands. Then, a lot full of factory-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with low, low finance options. We finally have the inventory, and we want to start 2024 with a bang, so hurry in and drive home your best deal of the year right now, right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln, and I'll see you here.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or being threatened by the IRS that your wages are about to be garnished or bank accounts are going to be levied? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has professionals ready to fight for you. Their enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs have saved millions of dollars for taxpayers just like you. They won't just resolve your tax problems. They'll most importantly protect your wages, bank accounts, and all your assets from being taken by the IRS. Call for a free consultation. 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. Or go to allies-taxrelief.com.
As the snow melts away, we start to take stock in the damage to our yards that a brutal winter left behind. That includes those leaning trees. Now's the time to get it taken care of before they leaf out for the summer. That's why you need to call the Great Alaska Tree Company right now. They can take care of those troubled trees before they become an issue at a price that won't leave you broke. Licensed, bonded, insured.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast this afternoon with a mix of rain and snow likely. High of 42, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow, 21. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Sunday night. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen, studio here, and we're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, Dave, it's Craig Compo.
Craig Compo, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, I was listening to Tinker on the air, and I had a few of points that were the same he was going to make, but there's a couple other things on this long trail, and I'm against it. It's, you know, the state's broke. We need money for everything, and we're building this pie-in-the-sky trail. And I've heard some of the supporters talk about, oh, there's going to be new hotels in Nenana.
No, there won't.
Yeah, you know, really? I mean, it's just, it's fantasy, okay? It's fantasy. You know, you might sell a few more granola bars and some Birkenstocks if you got a shack along some trail somewhere, but that's, these people don't spend real money, okay? That, you know, they don't. And most of the people that would want to go there, you know, hiking or on a fat bike or whatever, nothing against fat bikes, I get it, but to me, it's not going to be, it's going to be an economic disaster, not an economic
boon, yeah. Plus.
Yeah, so, and then the other thing that I think is kind of important is, I remember Don McCombie before he passed, you know, he was trying to get access to an area he'd always been, and he goes, look, I'm 75 years old or whatever. I got a really bad knee. I love getting out in the woods. I can't do it on foot anymore. We have an aging population in this state. The people on the cruise ships aren't in great physical shape, most of them. I don't know what they think is going to happen, but we more access on ATV, and not just because I sell ATVs, but more access where people can actually access without hurting themselves in an aging population is part of it. You're not going to have a bunch of 20-somethings boom the economy because they're going to come up and they want to hike 100 miles.
Why do you think the Newsminer came out with this stance?
It didn't surprise me, but I just don't know. It's whatever person didn't do their research on it. I mean, look at the dollars. Look at the money they want to spend on this thing. And again, they keep saying, well, it's multi-use. About 15% of it, you'd be able to run a motorized vehicle on. 85% is non-motorized. So it's basically you've got a special interest group that's trying to get all this money. I know the governor's against it. A lot of the legislators are for it that haven't figured it out. And they've got a bunch of people, you know.
Hyped up for it, yeah.
Yeah, but I would recommend there's a meeting tonight, and people should go to it. It's your money. It's not money that's just coming out of the sky. Not only is it your money, is it state money, it's also they want to turn it over to the feds. Ask John Sturgeon what he thinks about something like that. Federal management is gonna improve the outdoor experience, right?
No. Well, you know, I remember one time I was rafting down the middle in Good News Bay, coming out of the middle fork of the Good News where they all meet, and you know, on the middle fork, it's very good fishing, very easy to do. So I did it, but at the bottom they all come together and it's pretty wide, and all of a sudden here's a Park Service harassing me, you know, coming up, what are you doing here? Let me see, fishing license. Get out of here. You know, just go away. Are you a guide? Yeah. No. I'm trying to work my butt off because I'm in slack tide and I got to get to an airplane, you jerks. Now leave me alone.
Yeah, I had a similar experience down there at the Crescent Lake. I was sitting there fishing with Doug Brewer and Alaska West Air, a great outfit. We're just laying down in the sun on the beach, throwing the line in, catching some fish, having a great time, just relaxing. You know, you only have about 4.5 hours in there. They fly in there.
Mm-hmm.
And about an hour and 45 minutes of it was taken up. As soon as we landed, here comes the Park Service in their boats. And this was right in the middle of the sturgeon, first sturgeon.
Case, yeah.
Anyway, we're laying there, and they go around, and they checked everybody's ID, and they're looking in the boat for life jackets. They're doing everything. But they're taking a third of the time that you just paid good money to go there. And
harass you.
For something, right. And they, I remember they came to me and they I handed them my ID. I was the last one to do it. Here's my ID. And
their eyes popped open.
And they go, yeah. They went, Compo. He goes, are you Compo from Fairbanks? I go, yeah. I go, how about that John Sturgis? And they said, well, you know, this case isn't over yet. Well, eventually it was over and the good guys won. But this is the problem, is that these federal agencies don't even want to recognize when there's a change or when there's a court decision, and you know, it's going to take another one.
Craig, I'm going to take a phone call. Could you call back after the second half, during the second half of the show?
Yeah, go
ahead. Okay, we'll continue the conversation. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Wayne Heimer.
Wayne, how are you doing, sir? Boy.
I'm here to help Mr. Tinker out a little bit.
Okay.
You can never go too far wrong blaming Tony Knowles for bad ideas.
But, there's a consistency there from him.
Yeah, it's a safe bet. But I think from what I've been able to figure out about the Long Trail, the idea came from an outfit called Alaska Trails. It's a not-for-profit, an NGO, that got the idea into the planning process with the Division of Parks. I first began to hear about the trail when the director of that division, a fellow named Ricky Geese, came to town and gave a little talk on it. And, you know, Ricky was very excited about it because he mentioned at the time that the tourism industry was maxed out in Southeast and they needed some reason for people to stay an extra day or two in South Central, and this was going to be the thing. If folks would like to know about Alaska Trails as an organization, they can Google it up. I just did. And you can get a basic understanding of the mindset that gave this idea to the planners over at the Division of Parks, who were looking for something to do, I guess. And the way that works to get the ball rolling is you kind of have to capture the tourist industry, which they have done well. Then the tourist industry has to capture earmarked funding, which you may have heard some about lately on the national news, and you get a, you know, a representative in Washington to earmark money for a study, and then the state sees the federal money, and the state will throw some money at it, and the ball is rolling, and whether it's a great idea or not, it's gonna have momentum. And I think that's where we are with the Long Trail. It was a pie-in-the-sky idea from Mr. Clary, who I think is the executive director of Alaska Trails. You can check that on the Internet, and you can see who their board of directors are and what their orientation is and how they, you know, they compare this trail with the great pilgrimage trail in Spain. You know, trails across the Himalayas, and on and on and on it goes. But it's been a masterful job by a special interest who makes its living on earmarks and planning. As I understand it, there's been a dozen or so mom-and-pop NGOs that have popped up to take advantage of the earmark money for planning, you know, their 2 to 5 miles or 15 or whatever it is, trails in their area. So that's... like to help Mr. Tinker out every opportunity I get. It's okay to blame Tony Noel. This whole thing reminds me of the Field of Dreams movie.
Build It and They Will Come.
Yeah, Build It and They Will Come. And I guess they've been marketing that as a tourist destination for 30 years, and finally a few people go there to look at it. And I think this is...
All you need to do is come up flying to Fairbanks, Alaska, and go out on the Compo Trail. It's there. It's available. It's, you know, it's readily available. It's a defined trail here in the borough, and you can do that. So why have something like this? My goodness.
Yeah, that's about all the help I can be for you today, I think.
Mr. Tinker, thank you very much. You're a wonderful person, so enjoy your company and your education and your knowledge and the way you get to present it to us. You have a great day, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a... we're going to take a break here. We're going to have some bumper music, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. And here is the Spin Doctors bumper music, whatever that may be.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Section 702 of FISA, controversial federal government surveillance tool.
On this vote, the yeas are 273, the nays are 147. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
This will reauthorize the program for 2 years, down from an initial 5 years. Section 702 allows the government to monitor the communications of non-citizens located outside the U.S. without getting a warrant. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the U.S. is readying forces in the Middle East for a possible retaliatory attack from Iran.
We're also clearly, it would be imprudent if we didn't take a look at our own posture in the region to make sure that we're properly prepared as well.
Israel also on high alert. They say an attack could happen at any moment. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Alaska Fire Service, managed by the Bureau of Land Management, will begin prescribed burns to reduce the risk of wildfires this summer. From explosives to tracer rounds and, of course, lightning, military training areas are at increased risk of seeing a wildfire due to the vast amount of flammable materials and explosives utilized in training. Due to that increased risk and the danger it poses to surrounding communities, the Army has a partnership with the BLM to help reduce that risk. We have an agreement with the U.S. Army Garrison at Fort Wainwright to burn military training areas that the military will be doing live fire exercises on, said Beth Ipson, a public information officer with the AFS. KTVF reports that fire season officially began on April 1st, and the BLM plans to begin annual prescribed burn operations this Sunday, April 14th. Their agreement with the Army encompasses around 100,000 acres of training land divided into three major areas. The prescribed burns may continue through May 1st.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hey, it's me, your radio. Yeah, I know, I'm usually here playing your favorite song or the news, weather, sports, talk, even traffic. You and I spend a lot of time together, and I was thinking you should advertise your business right here on the radio. Check it out. About 93% of the population listens to the radio each week, and with radio, you can reach the right people with the right message at the right time, at the right cost. I mean, simply put, the dollars you spend on radio advertising generate the best ROI of any media. I bet you didn't know I knew stuff like that, did you? I know what you're thinking. Sounds pretty good, but I have no idea where to start with this radio advertising thing. Surprise! I'm kind of an expert. Tell you what, give us a call today and find out how radio delivers results.
Hi, I'm Perry Wally, General Manager. Promote your business to thousands of potential customers every week. To learn more, call me at 907-451-5910 or go to advertisefairbanks.com.
We mean cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
This year, be prepared to take control of all that water before the snow melts. Buy your new Honda water pump in stock now at the Woodway. Hoses and fittings too. The selection is good, so it's the best time to buy. You'll find the Honda pump to match your specific commercial and residential needs. Even high pressure pumps good for fire control or miners' trash pumps at the Woodway on College Road, your premier Honda servicing dealership. Working the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett in the studio with me here, and she's going to talk about the women's affair that's going on this weekend.
Yeah, lots of things going on. Carlson Center, it's going to be a great time, actually. Tonight...
Wine tasting?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different this year. So they have done wine tasting in the past, but what they're doing this time is you get a drink coupon, and you get a full glass of whatever it is that you want from there. So you get a full glass of it, which is kind of stopping the standing in line that people were having issues with last year. So, you know, the stand in line and wait for drinks and for a small pour. So you get a full glass of wine, drink coupon for that, absolutely free. Well, you know, you're $20 to get in. But then there'll be a drinks available for purchase after that. So you get your full glass and then you can purchase more. So it's a sip and shop going on tonight. Stop on by there. They've got little goodie bags they're handing out. They got like vendor coupons in them and things like that for the first 500 in the door. So that's going to be awesome.
Who puts this on? KO
Productions. Yeah, yep. Courtney and Haley. And yep. They they're absolutely the best ladies.
They knock it out.
They really do. And they work so hard. They're responsible for all of our shows at the Carlson Center. So they do the IABA Home Show,
yep,
Women's Affair, Outdoor Show. I think there's a couple more of them that come up as well. They do them all, the Winter Expo. And they just, so much goes into this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just the detail and all the things they do. I mean, Haley's basement was filled with over 500 goodie bags. You know, like they say the first 500, but they always provide to make sure that everybody's covered.
I've talked to them. It's so funny. The last show they do, I think, is the outdoor show.
Yeah.
And then they go hibernate in the summer.
Yeah.
They recover.
They recover from it all. Well, and what the Women's Affair and Outdoor Show, so the outdoor show's next week. So it's a back-to-back event.
Yeah.
So these ladies are not stopping. They're going out
with a bang.
Yeah, going out with a bang, and they do such a good job.
Who are some of the vendors tonight?
So first off, it's put on by Borealis Med Spa.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been there, all things that you need are at Borealis Med Spa for the women. Estheticians, weight loss, they are inside the Medical Dental Arts building right there. Used to be where Fairbanks Clinic used to be.
Yep.
It's now Borealis Med Spa. You'll have Arbon will be there. Robinson Award PC will be there. Goodness gracious. Lala B.
Kelly Ward is a fantastic
person. Kelly Ward is a fantastic person. She really is. She's also one of the sponsors of this. And so,
very, very good Rock of Gibraltar in the community.
Yes, exactly. And they do such a good job too. All Kelly Ward and Borealis Med Spa, it's everything that they do there. It's unlike anything else. And they put so much attention into detail and how things are going to work out. So you'll see Arbon. You'll see, literally, it's every business, women-ran business in town will be there. Over 100 vendors from salons, Beyond the Mirror, S Salon, they'll all be there. You've got, I think I mentioned Arbon already. I got to go get my list. There's so many people. Just go check it out. Enjoy some wine. Enjoy some shopping. Saturday and Sunday, admission's only $5. Get you in the door. Sunday is a $5 to get in, or if you bring a couple cans of food for the food bank, you'll get in for free. And that money, or those donations, are actually going to go to Tyrone, who owns the seasoning business, who passed away here recently.
Great guy.
And his wife and family are carrying on the business, but they're going to do a big thing for him on Sunday. And, you know, just amazing.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm busy. I gotta go. So there you go.
Not for management. I'm kicking you out of my hostile environment here.
With your North Korean equipment. We'll see you later, Bruce.
Bye. You're gonna miss the purple. My God. That's Melissa, fantastic lady. I'm very fortunate, Fairbanks. I really am. You know, I get to live here in Fairbanks, Alaska, and do things like this, and I'm gonna take another phone call here. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on KFAR.
I'm calling back, Dave, Craig. Anyway, just one other point I was going to make here, and remind people on that long trail that the meeting is tonight between 5 and 7 up at Birchill, East Ski Place, the building there. So, but one thing that our group had discussed, and would to me makes perfect sense, that they want instantly to get a bunch of visitors, locals, out-of-staters, everything else, how about spending some of that money they're just, you know, hell-bent to spend from a Chitna to Cordova-type trail, maybe over to the Tico River, where the state, I think, sold a bunch of property to people and promised them access, and that never happened. But, I mean, instantly, and people could put some fish in their freezer.
Yeah, that'd be neat. That'd be a neat area. You know, that's a historic trail in itself already.
It is. And so they could improve that, put in some, you know, some facilities and a better, some good trailhead. I mean, right there, there's a demand, and you'd have instant people there.
Exactly.
And again, sorry, 81-year-old Edna Smith from Racine might not use it, but she certainly isn't walking up from
the sewer. But David Pruse from Fairbanks would enjoy it.
Exactly. And maybe some of your relatives or friends or somebody from out of state that comes.
Okay.
You know, you take them there. You know, a lot of people that come up here, if they have family wants to take them somewhere. How many families do you know are going to say, well, let's go on that 500-mile long trail?
Not many.
mine.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go feed the mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right.
Okay, buddy. Right. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'll talk to you later, but yeah, let's get to the meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is.
Morning, Miss Al.
Hello, Al. How are you doing?
Feeling good. I'm glad you finally got rid of Mr. Compo.
Well, sometimes that takes creative practice. But you know what? He's going to call back because I went through two phone calls with him, and he didn't do any self-promotion of his business. So he will call back.
Yeah, there you go. So something that the others haven't touched on is, and it's been mentioned that potentially that BLM's going to take this trail over. And there's a reason for that, because if it stayed under state ownership like it should, the federal government's not obligated to follow our constitutional or statutory obligations. And it would eliminate the divisions like the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Fish and Game, you know, the Board of Game, Board of Fish, what would control access and management of the area and the game and fish.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Which is huge. You know, they would, you know, it would be easy for them to close it off and say no trapping or no hunting off the trail, and because they don't have to follow our constitution or our statutory obligations.
True. Hmm. So
that's huge.
Yeah. How's your potential business going?
I was looking at a building today.
Good.
Yeah. So got to call in or get some information on it. And I haven't realized what the price of real estate is for stuff that was about in the same shape that I was operating in.
It's shock and awe, isn't it?
It's absolutely shock and awe.
You want how much for that piece of poop? Yes, we do, and you will pay it. Oh, by the way, we're going to give you a high-interest bank loan at 9%.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Maybe if they weren't assessing the value so high, it'd be a little better.
You know, 85-90% of our borough expense comes from real estate taxes. So what the heck?
Yep.
So, what would you advise people to do this weekend? It's starting to get sunny out. What would you advise people to do over the weekend, besides go to the women's affair?
Yeah. I mean, you still got some opportunity to go ice fishing. The bear baiting guys are getting ready to put out their baits and you know, sign up and get everything built and get ready for that season. So, you know, that's pretty popular with the outdoors. You know, the ski trails, I imagine, are still pretty good. You can get out and enjoy some skiing and snowshoeing with some fabulous weather.
Okay, let's all put all that off the side.
Yeah.
Now, when are you going to deliver to me at my office kimchi? You make the best I've ever had. It's an addiction now, buddy, and it's your fault.
I'll probably do some early next week.
I love you, man.
I got to say, over at the AHA, I haven't tried it yet, but I've seen it on their menu after I ordered something already. They have a kimchi omelet over there that I got.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. So.
Wow. Okay. And tell everyone where the AHA is.
It's at Steese Highway and Trainer Gate.
Yep. Old Steese. Yeah. Coming off there.
So might be a place for the foodie show, though.
I'm gonna be over there this next week too. You know, and
nice.
Moon, she's a great, great person, great cook, wonderful lady, and she brings it. She brings it.
Yeah, I had a ham and cheese omelet, which is usually my go-to breakfast, and they had one of the best in town.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how was your outdoor group, I'm sorry, your hunting board, the board of game.
Oh, the
I'm
board
sorry.
Game?
Yeah. How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's going well. We opened a lot of opportunity, lengthened some more seasons for grizzly bear opportunity. In the interior, underneath a trapping license during a trapping season, this coming season, so this trapping season, you'll be allowed to use night vision or thermal optic scopes to harvest fur bearers.
Ah, okay.
You know, which include wolves, wolverine, coyotes, foxes, lynx. So it's kind of a test thing with this new technology that's coming out, and we shouldn't always be in fear of technology, but, you know, we'll see how people react to it. And you know, it's an expensive thing to get into as I was researching that. But on a side note, on another note, it looks like, you know, we're having a decent spring this year, so maybe we'll have some good lamb survival and maybe get a little bump up in our sheep population.
I hope so. You know, it's they've taken a beating due to weather the last couple of years in predation. Right. Not hunters, not male, not human hunters, but weather and predation.
Exactly. And predominantly weather.
Yeah. So. You know, it's always, you know, the human population takes about, I'm just going to guesstimate here, 2.5 to 4% of the game. That's it.
Yeah.
But usually the regulation to try and increase the population is against the lowest common denominator of the use and taking.
Yeah, no, that's what's been put out there. So, yeah, you have to manage for, you know, natural mortality, and then you have to really read the science and see if, you know, there's any predation that's or overwhelming that's really keeping a population from growing. And
yeah,
you know, that takes data, it takes studies, it takes time.
You know, it's fun having
all the states been really good on when they have used intensive management and then had to reduce a prey population. We've been successful at that. We've shown that we can increase an ungulate population by, you know, reducing a prey population for a certain amount of time.
There you go. Okay, buddy. I appreciate the phone call.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
We have a statewide meeting coming up next year, which involves regulations that deal at a statewide level. And if you think you have an idea to do something at a statewide level, those proposals have to be submitted by 1 May, and there's a proposal form on the Department of Fish and Game website.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend. Bye.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. So just what along he was saying on those lines, and I heard about it on your show, the book 49 Years in the 49th State,
mm-hmm.
Patrick Falkenberg, Valkenburg. I don't know where in town you can buy it, but I got my copy from Amazon. It's a really good story, and for those people who hate Tony Knowles, it deals with everything that happened, I think, around Galena,
mm-hmm.
and them taking, relocating, all the effort and everything, relocating bears who migrated back, and a lot of funny stories associated with that, and just the fact that when you look at the predation, he even goes over a lot of, it was a real in-depth stuff. I mean, this is
knowledgeable, very knowledgeable, great book, great author.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the story he had in there that one of the people from Fish and Game set up some kind of a cracker round and started a fire, and the fire that burned in that area actually had more to do with an increase in the moose.
Yeah. Yeah, created the foliage, burned it down, and made better foliage for them, thinned it out. Yeah, much better.
Anyway, I recommend that as, one, a fun read. Absolutely a fun read for anybody who wants to disassociate from the negativity of the modern-day world. You will laugh, I think. I laughed.
Yeah.
And I hope someone in town sells it, but if not, it was on Amazon.com. It was reasonably priced. It wasn't overly.
Yeah. Randy Zarkey brought in his son, I believe. And we went over the book here about a year and a half ago, I think.
The one picture he's got in there of that moose from the North Slope that they found that got its horns locked in a willow or a cottonwood tree, and the wolverines ate it out from the inside and just left that spooky carcass.
Yeah.
Just wild stories. And thank you for originally turning me on to the book. And then I think if folks want to see, you know, just, you know, a wolf walks around with 15 pounds of meat, not berries, but meat. Where does that meat come from?
Something that we used to be living.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. You know, a gentleman who taught me how to sheep hunt when I was in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s, he said it to me this way when we're out in the field. He said, there is no nice death out here. Something gets eaten. Simple as that. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time again for the Alaska Health Fairs, a nonprofit providing health fairs statewide since 1980. These health fairs offer free education, screenings, and the most affordable comprehensive blood tests and caring customer service in Alaska.
It's the Two Rivers Community Health Fair this Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For more information on the upcoming Alaska Health Fairs, go online to alaskahealthfair.org.
I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Watching those geese drop by. My, my, my. I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Here comes one now. I mean right now.
Congratulations to Mark Thompson for his guess of 11:11 a.m. winning him the Goose Watch 2024 $500 cash prize. The first flock of Canada geese returned to Kramer's Field on Sunday, April 7th at 12:15 p.m. Every year, Goose Watch welcomes the return of spring to interior Alaska. Thank you to Goose Watchers everywhere and to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for their help. And a very special thanks to our Goose Watch sponsors, Frontier Outfitters Fairbanks and Sentry Hardware in North Pole.
I'm a Goose Watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Here comes one now.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
KFAR weather.
A mix of rain and snow likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow. Lows around 21. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here, and we're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Well, I'm just happy to say that I was watching the House floor session down in Juneau there on Gavel Alaska TV, and happy to say that the HJR-7, which was the proposal to put the PFD into the Constitution, which I think is a terrible idea, did not pass. It did get a majority of votes. It got 22-18, but it did not get the required two-thirds.
Didn't get 30 out of the 40 or whatever it is, the 27, 28, yeah.
Yeah, 27 votes. And so, and I actually want to thank the people that saved us, in my view, are the Democrats. All of them, except for one, Neil Foster, voted no on HJR 7. And all the Republicans, except for Luis Stutz, voted yes. And it's very sad to hear them supporting something like that. And I know one Democrat, Andy Josephson from Anchorage, he spoke brilliantly and eloquently. And he said he's rising as conservative. And it was a very conservative stance to vote no on that monstrosity, and also Andrew Field.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy Field is.
Randy, I've got two more phone calls backed up here. I'm gonna have to run a bit of you. Okay, I appreciate the phone call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is.
This is Craig.
Hello, Craig.
Hey, just real quick.
another thing on the trails, you know, they wanted to put they're in cahoots with BLM on this thing, you know, to take it over. And Biden is just about to lock up half of the National Petroleum Reserve, half of the 23 million acres to development through BLM. And so that's just another reason to not support the long trail. Once BLM takes it over, it's going crazy. And I did want to mention, I know you had Melissa on talking about the Women's Affair. Next week's the outdoor show, Dave, and we're going to have a booth there. So you know I couldn't get off the air without promoting.
Exactly. I haven't brought that up. So what's your special at the outdoor show going to be, Craig?
Well, we carried over our law-abiding citizen sale on Can-Am. So anybody that is in this country legally and has and isn't a felon and is hard-working, tax-paying guy,
you can go get a loan. We'll sell you something at a good price.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, lots of cool stuff there. But I'll let you go and finish up. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Time. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Al again. I just wanted to mention that one fellow was talking about Pat Valkenburg's book.
Yeah.
You can get that book at the Alaska Trappers Association website.
Yeah.
And there's several other ones that are as well written as his that may interest a lot of other people.
Yeah, Randy Zarkey brought the author's son in.
Yeah.
And had a great show with it. Just, you know, Randy's such a quality person, be it both hockey and trapping, just in mining. Just such a great Fairbankson. And
yeah.
So I got a question for you. You got 2 minutes left here. I got a question for you. What was your time on the bet on the Nenana Ice Classic?
Oh, I never put a ticket in all the years I've lived.
You cheap person, you. I can't believe you. Even though you make good kimchi, my God.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not any good at that stuff. I never win.
Yeah, neither am I, but I always put in tickets on both my name and my mom's name. About 1980 or 81, you know, my mom should always put in about, 50 tickets and beautiful handwriting and take the time to do it. And one year I'm in college and I get this letter from my mom with a check for about $1,800, and there were six winners and we were one and six people in the family, so I got 1/6 of the pot. And it's like, wow, this is great, you know. So nice. Because of that, I always put in the tickets on mine and my mom's name in memory of my wonderful mother.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, that's a good story.
Okay, buddy. You have a great week, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Yep.
Bye. Yep. Yeah, Fairbanks, you got, the Nenana Ice Classic, the Goose Watcher program. It's all about coming out of winter into the spring, things we get to do. I mean, we're busy. I mean, and what's going to happen is about the end of October, we're all going to go hibernate again because, man, it's a boom. We're going. We're doing stuff already. It's just... It's summer. It's coming into our season. Days are getting longer. Days are getting warmer. Things to do over the weekend. It's light out. It brings us out. It makes us do what we do, and we do it well because we're Fairbanksons. We're Alaskans. We like it. So, hey, go to the Women's Affair tonight and tomorrow this weekend. Just go there. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday.